Thoughts on Jude. Jude 4. Antinomianism. Now there's a word. You remember the context? Jude is writing to these believers and talking to them, urging them, pressing them to stand up to these pseudodelphoi, the false teachers. Because they're ruining the gospel. Now how are they doing it? By teaching. Well, what are they teaching then? Well, this is the point. Let me read verse 4 to you. They are godless men. What do they do in their teaching? They take the grace of our God and they change the grace of our God into a license for immorality and deny Jesus Christ, our only sovereign and Lord. Jude 4. Antinomianism. Now, this is a word which the Reformed love. They spread about like confetti. If anybody comes into their view who in any way questions Calvin on the law or the Westminster Confession on its covenant theology, immediately spray this man with this accusation. Cover him with the accusation of antinomianism. Now, this is not only wrong, it's not only hurtful, it's downright silly. It's confusing the issue. In the Second World War, when the Allies wanted to land in France and recover the continent from the German Nazi grip, they landed in Normandy. But they fooled the Germans to thinking it was going to be in the Pas-de-Calais. And how they did this, one of the ways, many ways, but one of the ways was to scatter something called window with carefully timed aircraft lights scattering out tinfoil, and it looks like an armada of ships coming across the channel. It fooled the Germans. Well, this reckless use of antinomianism, it fools nobody except the Reformed themselves. It's casting something blinding into the vision. Now, there is such a thing as real antinomianism. But, my friend, you can be a New Covenant theologian. You can argue for the New Covenant. You can say that the Old Covenant is complete in Christ. You can argue against the Westminster Confession. You can argue against Calvin and his view of the law without being an antinomian. Look at it here. Look at it, come into the details. Godless men. And they take the grace of God and they turn it into an excuse for license, for immorality. Now, I've actually written a book entitled Liberty, Not License. The New Covenant brings liberty. For freedom, Christ has set us free. And we're not under the law. But the point is, this does not mean that we're lawless and immorality is not only a possibility, but perhaps something to be encouraged. No, that's antinomianism. No. We're under the law of Christ. Now, Jude is saying there are these real antinomians about. And no doubt there are. This is one of the sad things about this spraying of antinomianism willy-nilly all over the place, this accusation. You miss the real antinomians. No. God's grace is here. It's sovereign, it's free, it's abundant. But it produces holiness. It produces transformation into the likeness of Christ. It produces conformity to Christ. It produces a relationship with God, a living, walking relationship. I've written about it. I've preached about it. It's written clearly in the Bible. But these people are godless men, changing the grace of our God into license for immorality. And they're denying Jesus Christ, our only sovereign and Lord. That's the ultimate loser, of course. The name and the person and the glory of the Messiah. There's so much misunderstanding about this subject. The word is applied so foolishly and hurtfully and wrongfully with such desperate loss. No, my friend, Jude is not writing against those who stand for the New Covenant. He's one himself. He's writing against men who take the New Covenant, the grace of God, and abuse it. God deliver us from that. That must never be the result of New Covenant theology, the understanding that the believer is under the law of Christ and not the law of Moses. Now, let this echo round. There is such a thing as real antinomianism. And I haven't a good word to say that at all. That's a dreadful thing. They're godless men. They change the grace of our God into a license for immorality and deny Jesus Christ, our only sovereign and Lord. God forbid that that should ever be named. Let us exalt Jesus Christ, our Lord, and let us say that the law of Christ sets us free, free to be slaves of Christ and to be conformed to him, transformed from one stage of glory to another into the likeness of Jesus Christ, as adopted sons of the living God. May it be so. May we, by our lives, wear down this false accusation. But, my friend, wherever we find antinomianism, let us stand for the gospel, the free grace of God in Jesus Christ.